meeting has been called to order.
All right, can we have a roll call vote on what board members are on the line? Is board member Peter Smith available?
Present.
Board member Richard Starbuck?
Present.
Board member Samantha Tracy?
Present.
Board member William Johnson?
Present.
All right, so we have all members that are present. All right, so the first item on the agenda is the proposed advisory ruling 2020-1 submitted by board member Peter Smith, which is the following. To all concerned parties, read advisory ruling 2020-01. On March 10, 2020, Governor Charles D. Baker declared a, quote, state of emergency based on a public health emergency for the entire United States to aid the nation's healthcare community in responding to the 2019 novel coronavirus, quote, COVID-19. It took critical steps to prepare for, respond to, and mitigate the spread of COVID-19 to protect the health and welfare of the people of the Commonwealth. Pursuant to the powers provided by Chapter 639 of the Act of 1950 as amended, Section 5, 6, 7, 8, and 8A, and Section 2A of Chapter 17 of the General Laws, and other provisions of law, the governor is authorized from time to time to issue recommendations, directives, and orders as the circumstances may require. The Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board is authorized to issue licenses to all motor vehicle damage appraisers in the Commonwealth. Quote, licensed appraisers, 212 CMR 2.02, regulate the manner of conducting motor vehicle damage appraisals, 212 CMR 2.04, and to issue advisory rulings pursuant to 212 CMR 2013 and MGL Chapter 38, Section 8. MGL Chapter 26, Section 8G provides, in relevant part, quote, the board shall, after notice and hearing the manner provided in Chapter 38, adopt rules and regulations governing licenses under this section in order to promote the public welfare and safety. Pursuant to this authority, the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board voted for a majority vote of the board meeting. We haven't voted yet. Further to which the advisory ruling. The vote has not been taken. The advisory ruling states the following, the proposed advisory ruling. The Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board, and it has not passed, agrees to the following. Would agree to the following, that an appraisal conducted by a licensed appraiser be a review of quality photographic, video, or digital images with documentation meets the requirement of 212 CMR 204-1D. Quote, the appraiser shall personally inspect the damaged motor vehicle and shall rely primarily on that personal inspection in making that appraisal. In addition, the board temporarily waives the requirement of, quote, personal inspections of motor vehicle damage with the amount of the loss plus any applicable deductible is up to $5,000 as required by 212 CMR 204-1A, which provides in relevant part, one, conduct of appraisals, A, assignment of an appraiser. Upon receipt by an insurer or its agent or of an oral or written claim for damage resulting from a motor vehicle accident, theft, or other incident which an insurer may be liable, the insurer shall assign either a staff or independent appraiser to appraise the damage. However, the insurer may exclude any claim for which the amount of loss less any deductible is less than $1,500. The board reminds licensed appraisers in review of motor vehicle damage must be conducted in the manner and consideration of safe operation of the motor vehicle, and they have a duty to notify consumers when a motor vehicle is unsafe to operate. This advisory ruling shall be effective upon posting on the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board website. The advisory ruling will terminate in accordance with the Governor Baker's determination that a state of emergency no longer exists, or by the board posting such notice on its public website, whichever event occurs earlier. Failure to comply with this ruling could result in fines and penalties as provided for by law. That is the proposed advisory ruling.
Okay. We do have two correspondents, one from John Murphy, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Insurance Federation, in support of the proposed amendment. We also have a communication from Executive Director Papajohn, AASP, who has made a recommendation agreeing to the $5,000 application. Those are the only correspondence we have received. As noted in the advisory ruling, this will be a temporary ruling in effect as long as the governor's emergency declaration of March 10th is in effect. So we can presume that there will be a termination date within the next, hopefully, 35 to 45 days. Again, this is an action taken due to the governor's declaration of emergency, and it will be temporary as long as his declaration remains in effect. And I'll open it up to discussion on I think first we will have a motion on acceptance of the emergency ruling. Do I have a second?
I need a motion. The chairman calls for a motion for the advisory ruling. Do we have a motion?
We can make a motion.
Who's making the motion?
Yeah.
He Smith makes the motion. Do we have a second on the motion? Who's on the second?
I will second the motion. Do we have any discussion relating to the motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Rick Starbert. Could I speak for you?
Rick, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While I do understand the spirit behind the advisory ruling, I think that the amount at $5,000 is excessive. To be honest, I think that any vehicle that sustains $5,000-$6,000, because this could be $6,000 if with a $1,000 deductible, a vehicle that is written at that high of an amount based off of a photograph is really an unsafe vehicle and shouldn't even be on the road. I do, again, understand the situation, and I would be in favor of $2,500, but I'm certainly not in favor of $5,000.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Bill Johnson. I echo the same sentiments about the amount, but I have a deeper concern with the advisory ruling. Where the advisory ruling says the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board has passed a motion agreeing that an appraisal conducted by a licensed appraiser via review of quality photograph and video and digital images with documentation meets the requirements, that's not what we're agreeing to. What we're agreeing to is to waive the requirements of a personal inspection. And again, I agree we're in extraordinary times, and I don't have a problem with waiving the rules. I believe we have the authorization. I've read through all the laws, and I believe underneath the what is in the thing is underneath the Civil Defense Act of 1950, Chapter 639-70. Gives us the right where it says variance of the terms and conditions of licenses, permits. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I believe we have the authorization to do this emergency. But I, for one, am not agreeing that a video or a photograph meets a personal inspection. What I am agreeing to is to waive the personal inspection. And I believe the advisory ruling needs to be changed to that. The other issues that come up, how are we going to handle, once we start approaching a $4,000 or $5,000 threshold, how are we going to handle totaled cars? Those cars need to be personally inspected. It's hard to get a detail of the old damage. So we're kind of going down uncharted territories here, but that's my concern. I had one insurance company call me up. They wanted us to download their app. They wanted us to send them photos, and I said, "Yeah, no problem." How much you know? My posted rate is X, and they goes, "Oh, we don't want to pay for it." You know, they say one of us to do all the work. Another issue, you know, I own a towing company. So what happens now, we tow a car in, and now we're responsible to deal with the public because they're, the public's going to come in and take photos. Are the insurance companies going to indemnify and hold me harmless if they're hurt, if the insurance hurt in my yard, or if they contract, you know, the virus, or one of my employees contract the virus, which could be a workers' comp issue. So it's like, I get it, but it just seems like, what are the answers for the other side of the coin? I'll yield right now.
Do we any other comments at this point, Peter?
Hi, it's Samantha.
Samantha.
So, hi, guys. Good
morning.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Unlike Bill, I'm comfortable with the photo appraising aspect because I don't think it's inconsistent with the CMRs. I start to struggle with the board's authority to change any aspect of the CMR, including the $1,500 threshold. And overall, I think the advisory might be unnecessary given the current wording of the CMRs. So I'm a little uncomfortable with our proposal. I also think that that the two portions of the advisory ruling are a little bit at odds. One is agreeing regarding the use of photographic appraisal techniques, and the other is a threshold wherein vehicles don't even need to be inspected. So I think those really need to be clarified and addressed.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Johnson. Peter, through you, Mr. Chairman, maybe Peter Smith, he's the one that issued, can answer some of my questions, or...
Yeah, so, this is Pete Smith, and for you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll be very brief because, you know, we want to try and get something, you know, done today.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
We have... lots of appraisers and members of the public that are at great risk here, and it's incumbent upon us to get something done, get something done quickly. I'm open to discussion as to, you know, how we would like to end this advisory ruling. But I really, really think we need to try and come to terms and get something done today to put, you know, some minds at ease here for all involved. You know, we're in very unprecedented times, and I don't want us to get bogged down in semantics. I just think we need to come to some, common agreement about what we can do for appraisers, for repair shops, and for members of the general public, and take and promote any and all precautionary measures that we can try and get through this. So I'm open to suggestions. I mean, we have proposed advisory. I'm open to suggestions about the elements of that. I think there are two basic elements to it. One of the elements is an appraisal conducted via review of photographs and or video. And the other element has to do with, obviously, the dollar amount. And I'm open to ideas about how we agree in principle on either of those elements so we can get something done.
Thank you, Peter.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Johnson, through you.
Yes.
Michael, do you have a pen? Because this is what I'm proposing. The Auto Damage Appraisers Licensing Board has passed a motion agreeing that personal inspection. The Auto Damage Appraisers Licensing Board has passed a motion agreeing to temporarily waive the requirement of personal inspections of motor vehicle damage where the amount of loss less any applicable deductible is $3,000 as required by 212 CMR, which provides the relevant part, and then continue with the rest of it is fine. And I think we can find some common ground there. I mean, I agree with Rick that $2,500, because some people have a $2,500 deductible, so you're getting up to $5,000. Most are $5,000 and $1,000. I think going to $3,000 is bridging the gap a little bit, and taking out that we agree, because like I said, I'm not agreeing that a photo is as good as a personal inspection. I'm agreeing to waive the personal inspection, and I think I could get on board with those edits. I don't know what the rest of the board feels like. I'll yield, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask Bill a question for you?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
So, Phil, is the $3,000 mark, does that mean total of appraisal regardless of the deductible?
No, that's based the same thing. It's just replacing the $1,500 with $3,000. So whatever the deductible would be, it would add to it. So it would be $3,500 or $4,000 most losses. Not too many personal vehicles have a $2,500 deductible. That's more commercial.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Mr. Powers, could you comment on some of the, or review some of the comments that were just made prior to our taking the vote? And I guess the issue is the suggestion of Mr. Johnson is relating to accepting of the motion with the reduction from $5,000 to $3,000.
Right, they change in a half. Could we discuss that $5,000 to $3,000? Okay, so let me try this, Bill. Your amendment would be this way: the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board passed a motion waiving appraisal conducted by a licensed...
Waiving the requirement of personal inspections. There you go.
Waiving the requirement of a personal inspection.
Yeah, then it would pick up on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on the 7th line, the personal inspections and motor vehicle damage were the amount of loss. It picks up right with Peter's original. It's just removing that we're agreeing that a photo is the same as a personal inspection, and that basically removing that section of it. Did we lose everybody?
No, we're just
looking at it in. So it's the Auto Damage Appraisal License Board passed the motion waiving the requirement of a personal inspection of motor vehicle damage with the amount of the loss plus any deductible is up to $3,000.
Correct, and the rest of the proposal stays. The original advisory that Mr. Smith put in.
So the
laws has got the sunset.
So the principal change would relate to the $5,000 substituted by $3,000.
It is changing. It's just waiving the requirement of a personal inspection.
Right. We'll
I just want to clarify so I understand what the proposed amendment is. So are we saying that, because again, there are, I see two elements to the proposed advisory. The first element has to do with an appraisal conducted by review of quality photographic video and digital images. Second element is, in addition, the board temporarily waives the requirement of personal inspection. So are we saying that the second element of this proposed advisory is being replaced with the proposed amendment by Bill Johnson, which is to waive the requirement of a personal inspection for damages less than $3,000? Is that what's being proposed?
Correct.
Okay.
So that is Mr. Johnson's proposed amendment. We have a second on that amendment.
I'll second.
Peter Smith seconds that amendment?
Yes.
We have a motion on the floor and second. Is there any discussion relating to the
This is Rick again.
Yes.
If I to just interject one thing. I mean, I said I'd be in favor of 25. It's close. But there is the personal element to this. The repairers and insurers are considered essential. We have a lot of independent appraisal companies who are basically subcontractors and who are already seeing a reduction in work just off of the mild winter that we've had. And this has just compounded that problem times 1,000. We've got people that have been out on the road riding cars for years that may not ever recover from this. And the more we raise this threshold, the more we put out of work. And I have appraisers come in my office every day talking about they've only got two cars to look at, four cars to look at, and they're barely making it now. So the higher we go with this, the more people that on the human part of it are going to be put out of work, and to a lot of them they'll never recover.
Well, your point is well taken, and we're dealing with an unprecedented situation that we hope will be temporary. I mean, I think it's important that we remember that this is an emergency order that will expire, and that's what the intent is for the economy to heal. I mean, we've got, in addition to appraisers losing job opportunities, it's across the board, and we'll hear today what the national unemployment rate is going to be, but it's going to be horrendous. But at the same time, we've got to bear in mind that this is temporary, and that the ruling will be temporary, and the crisis will be temporary. So I think it's incumbent upon us. We have to take some action, being aware of the difficulty we'll place on certain people who are afraid of the crisis. So. I'll ask Mr. Powers to read the motion so we can commence with the vote.
All right, so the motion as amended by Board Member Johnson reads, the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board has passed a motion waiving the requirement, the board temporarily waiving the requirement of personal inspection of motor vehicle damage with the amount of the loss less any applicable deductible is up to $3,000 as required by 212 CMR 204-1A, which provides the relevant part, conduct of appraisals. One, A, assignment of an appraiser. Upon receipt by an insurer or its agent of an oral written claim for damage resulting from motor vehicle accident, theft, or other incident which an insurer may be liable, the insurer shall assign either a staff or an appraiser to appraise the damage. However, the insurer may exclude any claim for which the amount of loss within the applicable deductible is less than $1,500. The board reminds licensed appraisers that any review of motor vehicle damage must be conducted in the manner and consideration of the safe operation of the motor vehicle, and they have a duty to notify consumers when a motor vehicle is unsafe to operate. This advisory ruling shall be effective upon posting on the auto damage appraisal licensing board website. The advisory ruling will terminate in accordance with Governor Baker's determination that the state of emergency no longer exists or the board posting such notice on its public website. Whichever event occurs earlier, failure to comply with this ruling could result in fines and penalties provided by law. That is the amended motion. All right, we'll take a roll call vote, Mr. Chairman.
Can we proceed? We will proceed with the vote.
Will you, Mr. Chairman? I just have a brief comment. This is Pete Smith.
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Sorry, my apologies, and again, I don't want to belabor the subject. I want to try and get this done. I think there's a gap here that we need to address, though, and that is, and again, I agree with Bill Johnson's comments, but the fact of the matter is we still have appraisers that are looking at photos and, you know, attempting to prepare their appraisals from those photos and from you know, digital video. And so it was my understanding that the first portion or the first element of the advisory was going to remain in place, which states that the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board has passed a motion agreeing that an appraisal conducted by a licensed appraiser via review of quality photographic, video, or digital images with documentation meets the requirements of 212 CMR 2.041D. The appraiser shall personally inspect the motor vehicle and shall rely primarily on that personal inspection in making that appraisal. In addition, and this is where it was my impression that Bill Johnson's amendment was going to be inserted, which is the second element of the advisory. And so it was my understanding and my impression that the amendment was going to be inserted in that second portion of the advisory, so that we give full closure to this advisory as we go forward, because I don't think just having the proposed edits by Bill Johnson, I don't think that's going to resolve the issue.
Mr. Chairman, through you.
Yes, sir.
The CMRs are still in place.
Right.
So we're basically all we're doing is... is inserting $3,000 where $1,500 is in the CMRs through our authority on the acts 7-0 variance of terms condition license and goes through. So it still goes without saying that the photos are going to be used. It just does not need to be in the advisory ruling.
Michael Powers, do you have any comments on that?
Well, that's Mr. Smith's motion, so.
Peter, do you have any further comments?
You know, based on that, I think it's important that we keep the first element of the advisory intact. And I understand, Mr. Johnson, where you're coming from with that. I don't think there's any harm in restating it in the advisory. So my thoughts are that advisory should state it and also include the amendment.
All right, so let me read it. Let me try reading it again. The Auto Damage Appraisal License Board has passed a motion agreeing that an appraisal conducted by a licensed appraiser be a review of quality photographic, video, and digital images with documentation meets the requirement of 212 CMR 2041D. The appraiser shall personally inspect the damaged motor vehicle primarily on that personal inspection and making the appraisal. The board temporarily waives the requirement of, quote, personal inspections of motor vehicle damage where the amount of the loss plus any applicable deductible is $3,000 as required by 212 CMR 2041A, which provides the relevant part, and all that remains the same. Conduct of appraisals, assignment of appraisals, and the board reminds appraisal. All that after that remains the same as currently written. That is the way I've read the motion. Is that the motion that you have pending, Mr. Smith?
That is the motion, correct, Mr. Powell.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, this is Rick Starbuck.
Yes, go ahead, Rick.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Bill. I mean, right now it says $1,500. However, the insurer may exclude any claim for which the amount of loss less any applicable deductible is less than $1,500. I think it simplifies the advisory ruling just to change that figure to whatever it is that we deem it's going to be. I mean, we put in, you know, review a quality photograph, video, a digital image. You know, who says what is quality? You know, that. So we're adding an advisory ruling that's got ambiguity in it.
Insurance. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
And I think that all we need to do is change the dollar amount if that's the wish of the board, and move on.
Well, Peter Smith's original amendment, including the photographic video, and then the change that in terms of the dollar amount, seems to me to be a reasonable compromise between the members of the board. And I would prefer to go with the language that Mr. Powers just read. And we can pass this thing to the nth degree, and we're not going to be accomplishing what Peter Smith suggested early in the meeting, that we have to move with some speed. And again, I want to reemphasize, and I know it's getting boring, but this is temporary. At some point in the not distant future, that this
will
be null and void. So I think we should move forward with the vote.
Okay. Roll call vote. Mr. Johnson.
Be a little longer.
Oh yeah, the girl is still working on it.
Nay.
Okay. Nay.
Yeah. Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Nay.
No.
Goodbye. Nay.
Peter
Smith?
Yes. And we need Samantha Tracy.
More than the Samantha Tracy?
No.
No.
So, as we have three no's, so the motion fails.
3-1.
3-1.
Mr. Chairman, this is William Johnson. I make a motion to revisit my original advisory ruling that Mr. Powers read, where the Auto Damage Appraisal Licensing Board has passed a motion agreeing to temporarily waive the requirement of personal inspections of motor vehicles damage where the amount of the loss, less any applicable deductible, is up to $3,000 as required by 212 CMR. That covers the person. It says right there, as required by 212 CMR, which covers the photographic evidence. So we're doing what Mr. Smith wants. I believe we're accomplishing what is needed. So I make a motion to pass that advisory ruling as read.
All right. Do you have a second on the motion?
Second.
Second. Rich Stavid?
Yes.
Okay. Call for a roll call on the motion.
I'm sorry. Mike, can you repeat the motion that we're talking about?
We're back to
the original
motion by Mr. Johnson. You just read. All right, so we have a second by Starbuck. Roll call vote on the motion. Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Mr. Starbuck.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
No.
Samantha Tracy.
No.
Mr. Donovan.
I vote yes, so the motion will pass 3-2. So the emergency regulations will be in effect until such time as the governor removes the emergency petition. Thank you.
All right, so now the next item on the agenda is the next board scheduled meeting, which is April 7th. I don't think we're going to be able to meet that date. And we haven't agreed to date in May.
Can people look on their calendars for May? Perhaps the 19th or the 26th, which would be the last 2 weeks in May. I think hopefully this emergency will be concluded by then and we'll all be back to work. So could we weigh in on the 19th or the 26th?
Hi, this is Samantha. I'm available on the
19th. Okay. Any? I'm available on the 19th. Rick, Bill Johnson?
Yes, I'm available on the 19th.
Okay.
Yes, 19th works.
Okay. And Peter?
I think that's good for me as well.
Okay, fine. So we will convene the board meeting on the May 26th at 10 a.m. here at the insurance headquarters.
I thought you said the 19th. May
26th?
I'm sorry, did I?
May 19th.
May 19th, I'm sorry.
All right, so the new scheduled meeting will be on May 19th, 2020. All right, so do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do we want to open it up for any comments from the public or...
We're not taking comments from the public.
Okay, motion
adjourned. Mike, can we just, it's Steve from the DOI, can we just have people who are recording the meeting go sound off?
Oh, anybody recording? Is anybody recording the meeting?
Yes, Lucky Papa George, AASP, audio.
Anybody else?
Yes, Joel Gostin, Greco Publishing, audio.
I don't know if
anybody else?
Jim Hanover.
Jim Sterry Hanover?
Yes.
Anyone else?
Okay, we have had a motion to adjourn and we've had a second.
Do we have a second for the motion to adjourn?
Second.
Who is that?
Mr. Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
We have a motion and a second, and we will...
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson? Mr. Starbird?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Board member Samantha Tracy?
Aye.
All right, the motion carries 4-0. The board meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for calling.
Thank you for your patience,
everyone.
You too, again.